the Food and Drug Administration is under enormous pressure to change its mind about a powerful new prescription painkiller. 42 public health groups are urging the FDA to withdraw its support of Zohydro. The drug is similar to OxyContin, except it comes in significantly higher doses. The FDA approved Zohydro last year despite its own advisory panel voting against it, and critics are, among other things, raising questions about that approval process. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
When Zohydro is released next month, it will be one of the most powerful prescription painkillers on the market. Its highest dosage will contain 5 to 10 times as much hydrocodone as the widely used Vicodin. The drug company's literature says an adult could overdose on 2 capsules. A child could die from swallowing just 1 pill.
People are going to die from this drug.
Dr. Michael Carome is the director of health research for Public Citizen.
We are in the midst of a public health crisis. There is an epidemic of opioid addiction resulting in thousands of deaths. And the last thing we need now is another high-potent, high-dose, long-acting opioid drug, Zohydro, that will simply feed the epidemic.
Overdose deaths and addiction rates from prescription painkillers similar to Zohydro have grown dramatically in recent years. Carome and 41 other healthcare advocates are asking the FDA to remove its approval of the drug. Zohydro is a crushable pill. That means it's snortable, and some experts say more prone to abuse than other drugs, like the new versions of OxyContin, which are no longer crushable. The drug company Zogenix is marketing the drug.
There's a lot of misinformation being put out there by people who don't have all the facts.
Dr. Brad Gaylor is the company's chief medical officer. He says they will introduce a non-crushable version of Zohydro in 3 years, and the company will closely monitor prescription trends for abuse. But he says millions legitimately need this drug.